It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, when one Alabama school bus driver realized that his passengers might have to skip breakfast because of a winter weather storm delay, he headed over to the local Mickey D's and bought biscuits for every child. This is actually a school bus that it happened on. He wanted to make sure that every kid on the bus, there's 50 of them, would have something to eat because, well, he didn't want them to starve going into school because of the delay. One of the kids told him, "Man, you must be rich." Well, the thing is, he's not. He's actually a full-time minister. And unless you're one of those big TV evangelists right there that buys your wife Lamborghinis like that guy did the other day, you probably don't have a ton of money serving the Lord, but you do a good job with your life. Well, he said, "Nah, but if you think about it, you take your family out for a dinner, it's about 50 bucks, so it wasn't too bad." To him, he said it was just second nature. He said he was repaid with lots of fist bumps, high fives, and a lot of love you, and a lot of thank you. So that's really sweet that the kids appreciate that.
That is good.
Man, I could hear Alex in the bus, "I want a biscuit!"
That's right.
"Give me a biscuit now!" A Florida man needed some decorations for his house, so he did what anybody would do. He stole a Christmas wreath from the front door of his neighbor across the street.
Yeah, I think they're going to notice that, dude.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, the evidence was hung right there in the door, not to mention the guy was caught on the Ring front door camera, which I totally want one of those now. They seem so cool.
Yeah, I want one too.
Yeah, it didn't take police very long to ID the guy on camera. They went right across the street and they saw the wreath hanging on his door after he found out the cops were actually looking for him because he wasn't there at the time. He turned himself in, and he's going to be in some trouble. Now, I'm not trying to scare you, but holy crap, this scared me. What's your opinion on letting them live or die when it comes to spiders? What do you
die.
Say? You say kill them. Live the web, girl. What do you say?
I mean, I'm not going to be the one touching it, so whoever the one touching it is going to be, it's up to them.
Okay, but there's a spider in your bedroom. What happens?
I leave my bedroom and never come back.
Okay. So, but you like it killed probably. What about pork chop?
I always feel really, really bad, but I don't know. I've got a whole theory. I just want them to die quick and easy.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. They want us to die quick and easy. This is kind of scary. I'm not trying to scare you, but it's true. In theory, spiders could eat all of the humans on Earth in just 1 year.
Whoa.
Researchers found that spiders kill an estimated 400 to 800 million tons of prey each year. To compare, the estimated mass of all the adult humans on Earth is only about 287 million tons. So about half of what they eat on an average year when it comes to their prey. This also means spiders eat as much meat as all 7 billion humans on Earth combined. So, if the spiders decide to mobilize, guys,
nope.
We are screwed.
I'm done.
So everybody, get yourself a bottle of hairspray.
Yes.
Get yourself a lighter and be vigilant. Okay?
Now I'm like down. I'm like down to get rid of them.
I never killed spiders, but guess what? I'll set my house on fire to save the rest of the world if I got to do that.
Trump wants to do a space... space military, space army or something. Can we have a spider army that, you know, people that are just specifically recruited and designed to go after these spiders and before they get us? Because you have to be proactive. You have to make the first move.
Well, I know he wants that big wall thing. Listen, if he wants a wall and like all this money's going to happen, he's going to have to make it spider-proof too.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Ooh.
The wall better have, be spider-proof.
Because the itsy-bitsy spider can climb.
That's right.
And I ain't down with that.
That's right.
And this is so cool, Alex. I feel like this is something that you would maybe say wedding goals, even though I know you do like gifts. What if you did what this couple did? Brad and Jessica Bond got married in Orlando. This happened on last Saturday. They took their entire wedding party of 100 people to Target and gave each of them a $10 gift card, but it wasn't for them to get a present for themselves. They asked them, "Hey, will you please go buy a toy for Toys for Tots and like bring it to the front so we can get like a bunch of gifts for the kids?"
Oh, so cute.
Now, here's what's cool. A lot of the guests ended up spending more than just the $10.
I bet.
They did that out of their own pocket. Now, Jessica did the whole thing in her wedding gown, which is really cool. Great photos are online at joeandalexshow.com. It wasn't just a random idea that they had, by the way. This is actually a tradition for them. Brad took Jessica to Target on their first date 7 years ago, and there's more to that. The reason they went there is they went there to pick out toys together for Toys for Tots.
I love it.
I mean, come on, Brad. You're making us other guys look like turds, dude. I appreciate what you do right there, but man, quit making us look so bad. That is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check all these stories out online at joeandalexshow.com.